Hey, beautiful people. It's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things letting go and living lighter. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, creating those healthy relationships by setting some solid boundaries. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, 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 but not getting much in return? Or maybe you found yourself saying yes when you really wanted to scream no. Well, honey, you're not alone. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or cold. It's about self-respect and showing up authentically in your relationships. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home and take your stuff, right? Boundaries are those invisible lines that protect your energy, time, and emotional well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries. Sounds intimidating. But trust me, it doesn't have to be a scary monster under the bed. It's more like having a GPS system for your relationships, guiding you towards healthy connections and keeping you from getting lost in the wilderness of people-pleasing. So, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you set those boundaries like a boss. 1. Know yourself. Before you can define your boundaries, honey, you gotta know yourself inside and out. What makes you tick? What drains your energy? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, or simply take a walk in nature. Ask yourself those deep questions. What truly matters to me? What am I willing to compromise on? And where do I absolutely need to draw the line? 2. Communicate clearly. Once you've got that inner compass sorted, it's time to communicate your boundaries clearly and confidently. No beating around the bush. Use I statements to express your needs and feelings. I feel uncomfortable when, or I need some space when. Think of it as setting up a safety net for yourself and the other person. 3. Practice saying no. This is a big one, people. It's okay to say no, even if it feels awkward at first. You don't have to justify your decisions or apologize for taking care of yourself. Remember that saying yes to everything just leads to burnout and resentment. Saying no allows you to prioritize your well-being and create space for the things that truly matter. 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is like training a puppy. It takes patience, consistency, and lots of positive reinforcement. Don't give in every time someone tries to push your limits. Stick to your guns and remember why those boundaries are important in the first place. 5. Forgive yourself. You're human, honey. And humans make mistakes. If you slip up or find yourself crossing a boundary, don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom who always feels overwhelmed by everyone's demands, her kids, her husband, her parents, even her coworkers. She's constantly saying yes to everything, leaving her feeling exhausted and resentful. But one day, she realizes that something has to change. She starts setting small boundaries, like saying no to extra commitments and asking for help when she needs it. Slowly but surely, she reclaims her time and energy, feeling more balanced and fulfilled. Now think about your own life. Other areas where you could use a little more Sarah in your story. Maybe it's saying no to that extra project at work, or setting aside some time for yourself each day to recharge. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met and your boundaries respected. So, my lovely listeners, remember these key takeaways. Know yourself, communicate clearly, practice saying no, be consistent, and forgive yourself. Setting boundaries isn't about building walls, it's about creating a strong foundation for healthy, fulfilling relationships. Go out there and set those boundaries like the amazing people you are. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little boundary boosting. And as always, feel free to connect with me on social media and let me know how setting boundaries is going for you. Until next time, keep letting that stuff go and living your most authentic life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.